Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Look how big I am. And Timmy, joining me this week is my wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello. Are you trying to be, what's his face? Oh, I was going to... My brain just went out of the I can picture him completely, but I can't think of his name.
And also Jazz Chicken.
Hey, I'm Jazz. I'm all jazzy and chickeny.
It's just a chicken with rhinestones on it. Peter Kay, something like that?
No, with a big bushy beard.
Oh, Brian Blessed.
That's it, Brian Blessed, thank you.
Big juicy tomatoes!
That's it, because I just remember him, you say he commentated on a hospital.
Oh, yeah, so Brian Blessed was once on this programme, it was called City Hospital, and it was like basically in the morning, and it was like Nick Knowles and some other person. And they were going around, and they were going up to people and going like, what are you in here for? And like, I'm here for a hip replacement. And they'd be like, oh, okay, let's talk about hip replacements. And they would sort of give you information and stuff. And they turned up one day, and Brian Blessed was there, because he's got... he had some problems with his feet, because he was doing mountain climbing, and the cold was affecting his feet. And he sort of just... It seems like he was like, oh, there's cameras here! And then he would turn up like for the rest of the week, and he would just do segments, and he was there like, I'm here at the antenatal clinic! And there was all these babies like, why are you crying?
Go to sleep!
I'll sing you a lullaby! Rock-a-bye! But he was like, there's certain points where like they had him talking with old people, and he was like, what are you here for? And they were like, please don't hurt me. Here's my pension, don't hurt me. He's like, I like seeing you. Back to you, Nick.
Use your quiet voice. This is my quiet voice.
He's a national treasure, and he was doing a tour, and he actually was coming to Worthing, but I think we missed it,
and I was so gutted.
I was like, I wanted to get tickets. But then again, we just had to go outside, and we could just hear, like, I was in the theatre! And we're like, oh my god. Like, there's a massive gust of wind coming from the seafront. And we're like, what is that? It's like, it's Brian Blessed. He's just...
There's like sound blast shockwave just goes through the town.
The windows just shattered.
Cutting
and like,
trees. You just hear this echo of like... Giant tomatoes, car alarms going off.
My parents heard it, and when he was in Worthing, my parents heard it, and they're in the Midlands, so just the sound waves crowds across the country, shattering windows, scaring dogs,
bringing down like avalanches and stuff.
Milo just hit the wall and was like.
Flocks of birds suddenly take to the skies. They do that a lot in films.
Yeah, they do.
Big tomato. Anyway.
Sorry, that's just what you reminded me of.
Now that we've had the Brian Blessed break, the episode's going to be called, like, Brian Blessed's... Brian Blessed's house. Welcome to Brian Blessed's house with me, Brian Blessed.
I had a stroke.
Gordon's alive. He did that in Flash Gordon. Oh, I want to watch Flash Gordon. Anyway, so what we're actually going to do today... Yeah, I guess today. On this episode of the pod... I don't want to put it in time. On this episode... Let me start again.
I'll come in again.
This episode, we're going to talk to Jazz Chicken about his dreams. And we're going to analyse his dreams...
As he has always the weirdest dreams in the world.
Yeah. And we're going to see whether we can determine what his dreams mean. Now, obviously, I have the qualification in this from the University of...
You're the dream professor.
Yeah. People call me the dream professor. That's what I am.
That's your nickname.
I was trying to think of the line from Pokemon, but that is literally the line...
The Dream Professor. They call me the Dream Professor.
Strange, isn't it? I've got something stabbed in my foot. I'm not the foot professor, I'm the Dream Professor. So, What dreams have you had?
I mean, have you had any dreams first or anything? Because I know yours tend to be a little bit shorter than mine.
I could probably pull one out of my arse. That's where I store my dreams.
Okay.
As a dream professor, the arse is the best place to store it because it's warm and moist.
Yeah.
Depending on how sweaty you are.
Okay, good.
So, let me think. There was quite an odd one where...
Sorry, Gandalf just came to mind saying, if in doubt, always follow your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, yummy. I guess the sort of an odd one that comes to mind was I sort of while we were away recently, we were playing Mario Kart, Super Mario Kart, and I had a dream that I was playing Super Mario Kart and I was really good at it, which is the opposite of what I am. So I guess it was sort of a weird thing where my brain was like trying to go, well, this is how you should have done it. And I'm like, yeah, but why can't I do that? You're in charge of helping me do these things. Basically, that dream meant that I was going to die poor, which is what all dreams mean, really. I can't really think of it like a truly bizarre one. I mean, the worst thing, I think recently I've been falling asleep into like fairly deep sleeps where I've been like just passing out, sort of. That doesn't sound very good, does it? But it's been like
your brain hasn't been functioning.
Yeah. Afterwards. So, and it's getting worse at the moment because I've been playing Fire Emblem. So I'm like, I'm dreaming about strategies for the game where I'm there like playing the game and going like, oh, if I do this, that and the other. And then I've enacted some of them and I'm like, oh yeah, this kind of works. So yeah, I'm dreaming really boring in the moment, that's what I'm saying. I can't really think.
Lady Giggles, do you have any?
Well, I have had some, but the worst of it, I can't remember half of them, so I know I've had them, because I...
Sorry, carry on.
You were just like, ah! Oh! Because I've spoken to you about some of them, and I was like, I had this really weird dream, but I'd go to half, like, say half of it, and kind of go, well, I can't really remember what happened after that.
Yeah.
So.
I did have a dream, actually.
I dreamed a dream of times gone by.
I was Susan Boyle. And I woke up and I was dressed as her. It was really weird. It's part of Lady Giggles' Susan Boyle fetish.
Okay, sure, why not?
I wouldn't put it past you. Everyone loves the Boyle.
We're creating rumours now. That's the new title. It's rumours.
Rumours, not dreams. Rumours.
Brian Blessed regularly dresses as Susan Boyle.
I dreamed a dream that time goes by. So the dream that I did have a dream I think it was the other night, where basically Milo had become a kitten again. And it was like the torture of having him as a kitten, because he was quite a terror.
He was a terror as a kitten.
I think it might be because we were recently visiting my parents. They have two kittens. And so I was there just like... I was probably remembering like fondly of Milo being a kitten. And then my brain was like, but he wasn't. He wasn't nice, was he? These are the things he did. But it was adorable. It's really weird as well, like, seeing him now, because we'd have these two kittens. I was playing with them, like, ah! And, like, seeing him and handling him now, I'm like, my God, he's so much bigger. He's like 6 years old, and he's like a proper cat. And I still think of him as being a baby, basically.
Yeah.
I do love him to bits. You going to come and say hello?
No, he's in the window.
You sleepy? Who's your sleepy boy? Yes. Sorry, I had to boop his nose. So, yeah. But, I mean, I know why that happened. I've got a reasoning behind. See, that's the problem. I'm too logical with my dreams. I need to start eating cheese before
you're
bed.
Poor.
Yeah, and I'm going to die.
I might actually have to get a dream book and see what nonsense it comes out with.
I think we could probably invest as a part of the podcast. Maybe I'll start a Patreon and it'll be like, you know,
a pound a go,
and you can submit dreams and I'll read them out. We'll do a dream stream.
Dream stream.
Oh, that'd be quite cool.
Quite cool, actually.
So,
what about yours?
My one. It's a really old one, but it's,
and you remember it.
I remember it.
Christ.
This one, because it was so interesting as well. I followed the path of two people. I followed the path of a guy and a woman, and the guy wasn't. I think they were both redheads, but they weren't me. No, they weren't redheads. What am I talking about? I think they both had just dark. I think the guy had black hair. The girl had just kind of brown chestnut hair. But anyway, so it was at night time, and it was slight drizzle rain, not heavy. And I was following the part. What was I following? Okay, so these two characters were in town. They were talking to each other, and then they went their separate ways, and they were, for some reason I knew that they were investigating disappearances happening in this town, but they weren't dressed as like investigators or anything. They were kind of casual clothes. So I guess they were private investigators or something.
I'm just trying to imagine what investigators would wear, like Sherlock Holmes and they're like,
and a beige coat.
As they went their separate ways, I guess the camera, me, followed the path of the woman.
Oh, look at that. He's following the chick, is he?
And she
ended up
going through like this area of like lanes, and then through an alleyway, which went, there was like this door on the side of a building with the flickering light above it.
Wow.
And there was like, as she was approaching this alleyway bit, there was the odd poster here and there with like missing children, you know, report them if you find them, blah blah blah. And then she approached this, she saw the flickering light, and then went down there. It was kind of, shielded at the, by roofs, I guess, because it wasn't as drizzly in that alleyway.
Like it was covered, slightly covered.
Yeah. She approached the door, and the door looked a bit shabby, and it was jammed open. I think the handle was broken off, and I got the sense of a feeling that she was going to see, like, I don't know, a gang or some street group or whatever. And she went inside, and as she walked, I think as she walked through the corridors and went through like this, a block of flats or people that were.
They were sort of living there.
Yeah, but they weren't. I can't think of the word. They weren't paying to live there. They were
squatters.
That's the one. And
every time someone says squatters, I just imagine those people like squatting down and pooping. Yeah. I don't know why. So there's like a group of people just all pooping in one room together, just like, we live here.
Yeah, this is the pooping room. This is the poop deck.
We've
got bars at home. I'm a pirate, yar.
So there was a bunch of pirates living in the building.
Like it.
And then she followed through, and then it kind of cut to one point. So I don't know upstairs.
I'm just imagining now a room in everyone's house where everyone just goes for a shit together. Though it's like they're all playing cards.
Gin rummy, like
Oh god. Sorry, carry on.
Go fish!
I don't got any bars of soap. I dropped it over there.
No, I got a napkin.
If only we had Curtis Schools.
She was then... all the references. She was then going through... As she was going through, it started to get a little bit more lively. There was the odd... You're getting dodgy vibes from these people, but they seemed high and just... Really, they were slumped to the floor, and but they were watching her as she walked past.
God, this is really like creepy.
And then like the wallpaper was like peeled off in areas and whatever, and she seemed to know where she was going, so I could assume that maybe she knew the people here.
It's like her contacts sort of on the street.
And then she approached this main room where pretty much the head honcho was, and they were proper street gangsters almost, but not, they're wannabe gangsters.
Yeah, kind of.
Bruh, bruh, I'm just going to do a drive-by in your face.
With an avocado.
But you want to go on a cruise, do you? Are you a baby boomer?
Political correctness gone mad, bruv.
Bruh, bruh.
Anyway, so
holy shit, she got a diamond. She'll never get on the property ladder with that.
She'll be banging away.
Brap, brap.
Brap, 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 brap. So she was walking to the end of this corridor. And then towards the end, there was the more, I guess, the ones that weren't high, and they were the more aggressive ones. But they weren't chavvy or anything.
Oh, brup, brup. I'm going to pop a cap in one's ass.
They blocked her off as she approached the door. The door was ajar, and the guy inside had black.
Hey, hang on a second. The door was ajar.
Yeah,
that's not a door then.
It wasn't a jam. It wasn't a jam jar.
Was it filled with jam?
They're using it as a door.
Well, we're just squatting here.
You need a knock first. She has to crouch down and knock on this jar.
Don't knock it.
The door.
There's a tiny bit of jam in the bottom. They're like, somebody takes the door. Like, we're using it as a door. And it's like, oh, but I want the last of the jam. Your mum made this. It's really good. It's avocado.
Oh, no. That's just like guacamole, though.
Hey, like, I'm not. Don't judge his lifestyle. It's in Dave's dream.
Okay, sorry.
If anything, judge Dave.
I called it guacajamly.
I like it.
You can have avocado jam, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Hang on, you carry on. I'm going to Google avocado jam.
So she was blocked off at the door, and the guy on the other side who was, I think he was sitting on his desk talking with some other people, and then clocked her. Not with, like, didn't punch her or anything. Didn't hit her with a clock.
Realised that she was there.
Just thought I'd say that in case you twisted what I was going to say.
just a quick thing. You can make avocado jam.
Well, there you go.
Okay. you're just going, smug, like, yes.
I didn't say something stupid.
He had black hair, slightly long, because he had like the wispy fringe or whatever, trying to be cool type person.
Oh, like me. Here's my wispy fringe. cool, where's my avocado jam door?
Then invited her in, so the guy stepped to one side and she walked in, and then she began to question. I can't exactly remember what they were talking about now because it's been so long. And then it cut, and I was suddenly following the journey of the guy who's outside. And he was walking down this, promenade area. You had these kind of garages, I guess, like a industrial estate or something. And there was this large driveway. And it was still drizzling with rain. You had the odd lamppost with beams of light coming down in different areas. Wow, this is
the production value in your dream.
Yeah.
And he was walking down, kind of just investigating the outsides and trying to see if there was any clues, I guess, or anything that interest. And as he was approaching this area, I guess maybe the second lamp or street light that was down there, all these bats flew across him and whatever, and he's like, oh my god, and then that was gone, and then he was pretty much like, okay, that was random. What happened there?
Is it Batman?
No. It was just bats.
But he was a man, and there was bats, so he could be Batman.
He could be Batman.
But I guess the bats kind of stopped him at a pinnacle point, because he was then at an entrance to, like this old estate or mansion. It was a big building. And you had, the stone walls with, like, an archway, and you had, like, these old hedges, how they cut them into an arch as well. But it was very old and slightly overgrown. You had the gated fence, or the metal barred gate that was locked as well.
But it was, well, it wasn't locked. It was actually swinging a jar in the wind with the rain drizzling
down. More jars, yeah.
More swinging jars.
Yeah, it was swinging jars this time.
Along ropes.
Sort of like a beaded curtain, but with jam jars.
Yeah.
With avocado jam in.
But I felt like I could briefly control this character at this moment, because as he was staring down this path leading towards this estate building, I was getting strong vibes of this dream will become a nightmare. So I was like, let's not investigate down there. Let's just move on. And as the character then turned and to move on, there was like this, the only way I could describe it is an ent, a tree being.
Yep.
He wasn't really tall. He was maybe like just double the size of a person. And he was slowly lumbering across, and he had like a person in this wooden cage in his chest.
Wow.
And he was lumbering along and going through, and there was like this torn poster had then come off the wall and whatever, and then he started to think, well, what the hell is that? And is that where the people are going missing?
Yeah.
Should I follow it? And it was then going towards the mansion and following up the path. And I was like, that's nightmare zone. So
I told you not to go that way.
Maybe we should see what the lady's doing. And then it popped back to the lady. And she was
so being, like, we could say that girl, but you know,
was like, we'll come back to that. We'll put a pin on that bit. Go back to the woman.
You carry on with what you're doing. We'll go
I've seen that
way.
Bit in Final Fantasy IX when the tree monster's got the little princess in it. And, oh, no, I'm all right.
Yeah.
But when it cut back to the woman, she was being attacked by the dude, and some guys were in the back, I guess, just there to make sure she didn't escape, and they were trying to drown her in a bathtub.
Wow.
And you're like, back to the guy!
And she...
He's been eaten by the tree. You're like, back to the woman!
She was there frantically to get away from... Yeah, every now and again cuts to a jam jar.
Avocado, what the fuck?
And she's there fighting, whatever. Manages to actually clock him one, knocking him back and whatever. So she gets out, and then they have a little fight. And the guys, I guess, they know to not intervene, so they just stood and watched. I guess because if they did intervene, then the guy would get pissy with them.
Yeah, saying, "How dare you touch her? She's mine." Yeah.
And she managed to fight him off and, I guess, subdue him. And then it all then calmed down from there. And it was at that point she was like, right, I need to get out of this building. So she left in a quick pace. Well, not running, but a fast walk. And then I remember it going to go back to the guy. But then it faded out and the dream ended. But I thought that was such a fascinating dream.
Yeah, that was, I mean... I think I can analyse this quite successfully. So the fascination with jam jars means that you are lacking
jam jars. Yeah, jam jars in your life.
So I suggest if you want to stop having these dreams,
you need to buy those little mini jam jars
and eat the jam just with a spoon, and then keep the jars
and maybe use them as doors.
Maybe make a door out of these tiny jam jars. Obviously, following the woman. That means that you like to follow women, but sometimes you like to change up and follow men, but only if they see walking trees. The nightmare house is...
A nightmare.
Means that you will never own a home because you're scared of houses.
It will take that long for you to buy a house that the trees will live there instead.
Yeah, yeah. Trees will have enslaved humans by the time you buy a house because you don't have any diamonds. And you'll never go on a cruise because you're poor. And you'll probably die as well.
Yeah.
That is quite an interesting dream. It actually made me think of a dream that I had at one point where somebody was attacking me. So I pushed them out of the window and I ended up falling out of the window with them. But I used them to sort of... To like basically...
Cushion the fall.
But then we ended up going down like a side of a like a snowy mountain. And I was sort of using him as a sled. And he turned into like a sled type thing. And it was like, he's there like, oh! And I was like, oh my God, at least I've got a sled. And it was such a weird thing where I was there like, If I'm in dreams and I'm falling, and I've got someone with me, I'll try and turn them into a sled now, just to see what happens.
Well, the rest of it, if I've had falling dreams before, I instantly wake up because of the sense of feeling that I'm falling.
Do you wake up with the jolt?
Yeah, I wake up with the jolt.
That's the worst.
And I have a massive... My heart's racing. I'm like, oh, okay, I kept my life. Bedtime.
There was a phase where I would do that as I'm about to sleep. Like, I'm drifting off, and just as I'm about to actually proper go, I'm like, bah! I'm like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I would occasionally have these things, and I think we both get them occasionally, where, like, there's just, like, our legs jolt.
Yeah, you get it's it quite a lot.
Usually it's when I'm sick, I'm getting sick. My legs just jolt, and I'm like, oh, God. And I scare the shit out of myself, even though, like, I'll be awake... Sometimes I'll be just about to get to sleep, and I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah,
and it's horrible.
And it's been sometimes it's been so bad. He's kicked me, and I'm like, "Are you all right?" And I'm like, "Ow, are you all right?" He's like, "Yeah, I think so."
Just jolting. But I try and I'm always like, "Oh, do I can go sleep in the other room or something?" You're always like, "No, it's all right.
You're all right."
You just keep on having random spasms.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I think it just happens, doesn't it? Really, when it's just your body relaxing, and then all of a sudden it just goes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes because I did look it up and it was saying that it can be, it's a neurological thing basically.
Yeah.
And it can be if your brain's just like too hyped up, so it could be I've had too much coffee that day, which I think still had it since I've had like stopped drinking coffee.
I read one thing that was saying that it's like either. They used it as an example, basically like there's something in your body or an organ or something was starting to actually shut off, so your brain just goes, stop it, get back to work. You do that, we're gonna have problems.
No.
And then the rest of you is like, oh my god, what happened? It's Jimmy down at the stomach office. God damn you, Jimmy. I'm sorry, I accidentally leaned on the switch.
So fourth time this week, you fucking dick. Yeah, I'd sometimes have it multiple times in the night.
Yeah, you have.
So it could be that my entire... to be fair, a few times I've been like, my body's starting to shut down. I have really smelly farts as well. Like, well, I must be dying. Something's died inside me. I don't know what it's thinking. Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's quite...
I've had it when I've become really unwell, haven't I?
Yeah.
Because I don't get it. I don't get it as often as you. But when I get, I'm really unwell. My especially. I think it's usually my right leg. It just goes poof like that, and I was like, "Ow, okay, that really hurt. Thank you."
It was quite funny the other day because Milo was dreaming when he was sleeping, and his paws were going like, womp, womp, womp,
yeah,
womp, 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 and I sort of went and just stroked him, and he sort of calmed down. But then he started being like, and his little cheeks were sort of like quivering. I stroked him again, and he just went like back into sleep mode. It was annoying because I was playing Fire Emblem. Like, shut up! I'm trying to hear what's happening, and you're not going to hear his.
I think the worst moments, it's always funny, it tends to sometimes, well, mostly happen when there's friends around or something. You'll be there, like, either at table playing games or something, and then your knee would just go, boom, into the table, and you're like, everyone's laughing, like, why did you do that? It's like, I don't know, my knee just spasmed.
I've done that many a time.
It's amazing how the human body sometimes just goes, like, you've not been in pain for a while. Die! And you're like, oh God.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks.
Yeah, because there was a while where I thought, oh, it's stopped. Like when I cut back on my caffeine, I was like, oh, it's stopped. And then I started to get sick. It was when I got was off with tonsillitis.
Yeah.
It then was just like, bang. And I was like, why are you back? I've like literally just been drinking water all day. I was like, it's your fault. You shouldn't have drank so much water.
Bloody millennials.
Spending all your money on avocados. I haven't bought an avocado this
year. You're a millennial too. You're a part of me. Shut up.
Go buy a diamond. That'll teach you. sorry, it'll never get old. It's yeah, so that's quite a good dream, a dreamscape thing. I enjoyed that. If you guys at home have any dreams that you'd like us to analyse,
share them.
Share them.
Please do.
Share them. I want to hear them.
I like
dreams. I'd like to see if any of you dream of jam jars. As much jam jars as Jazz Chicken
I'd
does.
I'd love to open it up to the people on Twitter, but you can't really say much on Twitter. So
nah.
You get you like, could send a sentence and that's it.
You could send a DM to the Big Timmy's House Facebook, Twitter page.
Yeah.
And you know, interact with us, guys. We'd love to hear from you. Well, I mean, I say that and then I'll read them and be like, oh, God, I can't believe I'm being hassled by all these people. I'm joking. I'd never do that, guys.
We love all your questions and answers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd rather interact with you than anyone else on those platforms. So please talk to us all.
Talk to us.
And don't forget, you can also go and harass Jazz Chicken on Twitch. He'll be on there various times, mainly on Saturdays. So go and say hello and maybe you'll hear some more Big Timmy's House. Goodness. Like, he'll play them.
Yeah, on my lunch break, because it's an hour break, so I play the pod.
Nice, yep.
And maybe you could request from him your favourite episodes. Like, be like, I like the episode where you all killed each other. And then we're like, right, we have to do an episode where we all kill each other. I do actually have some plans for some upcoming episodes where, for certain events like Halloween, I'm trying to plan the Halloween special at the moment. If any of you have any ideas for that as well that I might be able to implement, just send them my way and I'll see if I can put them in.
That's the point I need to get, because I do on my streams, there's a program called Stream Avatars where you get your own little avatar character running around on the bottom of the screen. You can interact, you can make him fart, you can make him dance, you can make him fight and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, I was planning on, for when it comes to Halloween, removing all, or not removing, the hiding the ones that...
removing all my clothes and being like, look, it's a monster!
Hiding all the avatars that are available and then putting in lots of Halloween-themed ones. So I could just swap out to make it work so then you've still got the avatars, but it just changes the character. I might keep the name of the file, but then just change the image. So then... it thinks that it's still that file, it just looks different.
Yeah. So Big Timmy in a zombie outfit or something.
Yeah. Big Timmy is the sexy witch. Boobs.
It's just Judith.
Yeah. Oh, that's the point. We have to get Judith and Betty out, maybe, to a pod as Judith and Betty.
Yeah.
Judith and Betty and a pod in lots of crap. Maybe we'll do a special Judith and Betty edition of Big Timmy's House. We still need to work out things like I'm thinking now, it's the summer, but I'm thinking like, oh, what do we do for Christmas? Because we did like last year's one, I feel was a success.
Oh yeah.
I had lots of fun. Yeah. Now we need to work out something to do.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, it'd be fun. Anyway.
Things to look forward to.
Yeah. Check us out on all those social media platforms. Don't forget to... if you could go on to... if you're on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can leave a review, do it. It'll help grow the show. You can infect more people. We'll spread the disease and we'll eventually take over the world as a massive multinational corporation with Milo as the CEO destroying all your...
tuna tubs.
Well, I was going to say the paintwork of your...
yeah, and that too.
The paintwork just scratching scratching the windows and stuff like that. So yeah, anyway, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm a tree.
Holding a person.
Holding a person inside my stomach.
just get out of my house.
Okay.
Can you release... you should probably release
the person
first.
Yeah, release the person first, please.
But he's my friend.
I don't think he'll say that.
He's like, no, he is my friend.
Okay, fine. Carry on then.
He's slowly digesting me.
Oh.
We will be one.
Oh my.
One forever.
All right, get out.
Yeah,
no. My one weakness. Being told to leave. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, stop scratching.
I'm sorry.